Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. And we'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Marlena. Berlin's governing mayor, Kai Wegner of the CDU, has denied allegations of being influenced by a real estate entrepreneur. The controversy arises from a donation of over 800,000 euros made by Christoph Gruner to the Berlin CDU back in 2020. Gruner had previously stated in interviews that he had discussed political wishes with Wegner, but he has since retracted those claims. Wegner stated that there were never any conditions attached to the donation and emphasized that it is crucial that he does not make political decisions dependent on such donations, and he will never do so. The Berlin Left has requested the Federal Parliament Administration to investigate a possible violation of the party financing law. Transparency International also expects clarification from the Berlin CDU regarding the large donation, as it may be in breach of the law prohibiting donations made in expectation of specific benefits. Berlin police officers have once again accessed personal data of citizens through their internal computer systems without authorization. According to the current data protection report for Berlin, this led to the initiation of 18 proceedings against officers in 2022, resulting in 16 fines against the officers. The report states, quote, "Although we have been sanctioning the unauthorized use of personal data obtained through official channels for many years, we unfortunately continue to observe unlawful access by police officers." Unquote. One case involved an officer who saved the telephone number of a burglary victim with whom he had official contact on his personal phone in order to later contact the woman for sexual motives. Another officer accessed information about her new partner to check if he had any police records. Accesses to the POLIX, or Police State System for Information, Communication, and Case Processing database are internally logged, allowing for retrospective detection. With the 18 criminal proceedings initiated, the number of investigations into violations of the Berlin Data Protection Act has increased for the first time after the 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. While 24 investigations were initiated in 2018, the number decreased to 23 in 2019 and 15 in 2020 and 2021. According to the Senate's information, most of the criminal investigations are reportedly dropped. The number of completed and reported rat control operations in Berlin has risen slightly again after a decline in the years of 2020 and 2021, which were heavily influenced by the pandemic. According to the State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or LAGESO, exactly 8,144 such operations were recorded in a database last year. In the 2 years before, the values were around 7,070 and 7,740. In 2018 and 2019, on the other hand, well over 10,000 such pest control operations had each been recorded, and 10 years ago, only around 6,370. For the current year, the LAGESO has so far recorded around 1,600 reported and completed measures against the pests. The figures show only a fraction of what is actually happening, however, and pest controllers assume much higher figures. A spokesman for the LAGESO explained that the pandemic probably had an impact on the reporting from the districts. Presumably, some districts had reported little or less than usual due to a lack of capacity. And the development of the reports also allows only limited conclusions about the number of rats in the city. One reason for the trend may be an increased awareness of the need to report rat infestations to the relevant health authorities. Property managers, homeowners, and tenants are obliged to do so. Last Saturday night, two separate incidents involving gunshots occurred in Lichtenberg and Prenzlauer Berg. In Lichtenberg, an unknown person shot a 41-year-old man multiple times in the leg. The victim sought help from a witness who then called the police, and the shooter managed to escape, and the injured man was hospitalized. In Prenzlauer Berg, a dispute outside a club on Schönhauser Allee led to violence. A 32-year-old man allegedly shot one of the bouncers in the leg after being denied entry to the club. The injured bouncer was taken to hospital, and the other bouncer suffered a head wound. The suspect was apprehended and treated for facial injuries in the hospital, and the incidents are said to be unrelated. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.